You're listening to the Hill Country Jamboree.
No, you're not, you dummies, you big dum-dums.
This ain't Bob Cole and the Tuckers.
No, that's right. But the time is 6:01, and you are listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin. Thank you very much to Rush for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. And now you are in Mascot Wedding territory, and now you are in the Fall Membership Drive Mascot Wedding territory. Isn't that right, Mac?
Oh, that is true. 472-5667. 472-5667. Heat up a needle and get a ballpoint pen because you got a prison tattooed on your brain. 472-5667 is the phone number to call to pledge your support to Co-op Radio. This is one of only two times a year that we break from our normal programming and ask for your support. And also we give the opportunity to thank you on air. Please call right now or pledge online at koop.org and support Co-op Radio, an all-volunteer community-run, as Austin as it gets, radio station. And joining us today, help tell you about it, Mr. Joey V.
Thank you, Mac. Thank you, David, for having me on the program today. It is my pleasure and privilege to be here standing with you guys.
That's right.
One of my favorite shows on Co-op Radio. And if you want to show your support for that show, 472-5667, 472-KOOP. Mac and David bring the funny each and every week. And this ain't easy business, y'all. And
it's personally killing both of us.
Right.
Yep. Falling apart here.
Their medical bills alone are just off the charts.
But will this money go to pay for our medical bills?
Well, no, it
no!
won't.
Heck no. Heck no.
Heck no. It'll go to keep providing a nice outlet for these two fine gentlemen to bring their comedic stylings to Co-op yes. Radio. Show your support. 472-5667. Give us a call right now. Our phone answerers are standing by. We do need your support. And we do have a goal, a very lofty goal for the show. Of $500.
500 bones or they kick us off. That's what Kim McCarson told us.
That's fine. What are we at right now?
Right now we're at zero.
Oh,
well, so right. We gotta.
So we got a good baseline.
Are you saying we got a long way to go and a short time to get there?
Said that originally. But yes, I believe that's what I'm trying to say.
Well, let's start off the machine, David.
I wish I had that queued up, but instead I got some Black Flag because that's what got us through last time, and that's what's going to get us through now. It's Rise Above, Mascot Wedding Show, starting now. Around. The time is 6:05 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at koop.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show Radio's Hour of Unspeakable Power. My name is David Hotta.
My name is Mac Blake. This is usually the show where we open the phone lines to the community to talk to you. But today, because it is show one of Co-op Radio's Fall 2K12 Membership Drive for the Mascot Wedding Show, we're opening the phone lines for the community to take your pledges. You can call right now. Well, actually, phone answers are standing by, busy at the moment. But might want to call back in a second, 472-5667. You call throughout the show to support Co-op Radio and support the Mascot Wedding Show. You may also pledge online, koob.org. We only do this twice a year. Now is the time. Strike! I wasn't striking the baseball. Come in, special guests. We got some special guests on the show as well. And we're also joined by, from the show, Jazz's on Fire.
Go on. Yeah, you're almost there.
Non-breaking jazz.
Close.
Jazz breaking space.
Almost.
Non-breaking records, no matter how hard we try to break them.
Joseph Valentino?
Yeah. Close.
Joey V. Joey V.
There we go.
Of course, we've known you for years.
Of course, yeah. So, and thanks for having me on the program today, guys. And the number you need to call right now, 472-5667. 472-KOOP. Pick up that phone and dial. We have one phone line open right now. You can talk to Slappy Pinch Bottom himself by calling 472-5667.
Call him up. Make fun of his dumb name.
Yeah. That's right. Do it right now. And also, you can give your personal private information to a live co-op DJ. If you've always wanted to do that, and I know I have, call us right now at 472-5667. You can give that information to two actual co-op DJs.
That's right. And if you're the kind of person who would rather not talk to someone, like you're the kind of person that orders a pizza online and watches that dumb Domino's pizza tracker.
What are you talking about, dumb? That's the best thing ever.
KOOP.org, standing by, pledge online. Every person that pledges online, the best part, today, we have special premiums, which I'll tell you about in a second.
Yes, we do.
But the best part about Membership Drive for me is that if you pledge online, we get to thank you on air. You know, because I feel like we got a relationship with our listeners.
Yeah, I hope so. After 5 GD years, you'd think we'd have something going. I just wish we had some sort of example of what it would sound like to thank somebody on air.
David, shut your golden money-making mouth, because we do have someone to thank on air.
Yes, we do. We'd like to thank Nathan Tucker, who gave us a call at 472-5667, 472-KOOP. Charged that pledge to his credit card and loves the Mascot Wedding Show. And then some other show, Jamaican Gold, all the afternoon shows. But more importantly, loves the Mascot Wedding Show. And thank you, Nathan, for giving us a call, 472.
Nathan, good job, buddy.
Yes, we love
kicking
you.
Kicking us off. Kicking us off.
Can I see this for this pledge sheet?
Sure, go ahead.
Do boop, 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 boop. All right, so Nathan joined Co-op at the membership level. And we have some special Mascot Wedding Show premiums. First of all, everyone that pledges today is going to get 2 passes to Cap City Comedy Club.
Oh.
Thank you, Cap City Comedy. And also, for $35 or more at the membership level, you get our Mascot Wedding Show Premium, which is our Mascot Wedding sticker. It looks like the old Bad Boys era Pistons logo.
Yeah.
Because we're radio bad boys.
Yeah, exactly. We're throwing bows at the rest of the competition.
That's right. We're cheap. We wear tight shorts and knee people in the groin.
I'm John Sally.
Radio style.
Yes.
And you also get our dueling chip clips. One has got a picture of David. One has got a picture of me. It's kind of broke my heart a little. I wanted one to be red and one to be blue to represent our different political beliefs.
Of course.
That's not true. But instead, there's no blue, just red.
So now it definitely represents our political
beliefs.
Represents
both of our political beliefs. Yes, of course. I'm proud, conservative. No. But that's and that's for anyone who pledges the membership level. And then also we have a special premium that we'll announce later on. But anyone who pledges a sustainer,
yeah,
is probably going to get that.
Yeah, we're just telling you now. We'll tease it now. We'll tell you what it is later. But if you're thinking, if you're waffling about pledging at the sustainer level, you should do it. This is really going to be worth your while.
And by the way, anyone, like I said, our phone lines are dedicated to taking pledges today, 472-5667. But you may still tweet at us. We are at Mascot Wedding. But if you want me to read your tweet, you're probably going to pledge.
Yeah, exactly. Don't be a scumbag and be like, hey, I don't get paid till the 1st of November, but I still want to tell you what I thought of Dark Knight Rises. Nobody cares this week. Hey, Shut up.
What do you think of Clone Wars? You pledge.
Leave me alone, Bohonkus.
Yeah, Bohonkus.
I'm sorry, you're a sweet boy. I'm kidding, bro. I'm teasing you, Bohonkus.
He might be tweet spin unless he pledges. I'm throwing down the gauntlet.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
winner go home.
But we'll be thanking people all show, and we'll hopefully taking your pledges all show. 472-5667, the number again, or pledge online, koop.org. Joining us today,
yeah,
a couple special in studio guests. You may know them from P-Graph for short, full name, which I can never get
it's
right.
It's really offensive when you do that. It's parallelogram of phonograph.
How do you know it so well?
Because I have respect for our guests.
Oh my goodness.
Not even on.
So much respect that our mics weren't turned on.
Now they're turned on. They're also producers at the Out of Bounds Festival and owners of Hideout Theater, Mr. Kareem Bedir and Roy Janik.
Yeah,
that's true.
Right.
That's right. Yeah.
Kareem, should I tell them we got both of our last names pronounced incorrectly?
Really? I was going to
ask. Please. Well, how do you say it?
It's Bodra and Yannick.
Oh, what?
All these but years.
It's
are
funny.
You serious?
I'm totally serious.
Our last names are so impossible for even us to pronounce properly that for a long time we did an improvised vaudevillian duo called Batter and Janik, because we figured if we had been performing in the 20s, our manager probably would have just anglified our name.
Yeah, absolutely. And to be fair, just so you don't feel that bad, half of my family has given up and gone by Janik, even though they know how it's pronounced.
Oh, I know the feeling.
We were recording a plug section for our last show, and we were even like, Roy Janik, I think it's Yannick. Kind of like, it's not. And like goofing around, like, we're a couple goofs.
And half of my family pronounces Bodra Janik. So,
oh, okay.
Well, that's you need to talk to your parents about something weird that happened a long time
ago.
Well,
you're in the right place because, well, not for me. My name gets pronounced super easy, but David Hotta over here.
Actually, your name gets pronounced Blake McLean a lot of times.
Well, don't tell people my real full name.
And his address and social security number are as follows.
I do like to give out my phone number on the show.
He does. But yeah, I get Jara a lot. I get Hara. It's Hotta. Earlier I had to fill out a co-op form, and someone had put Dara is my name apparently now. Dara Hotta.
That's a beautiful name. You should be proud of that.
It's a lovely name, and I can't wait to name my daughter that. But I'm kind of doing a thing here at co-op for the past 5 years. I feel like they would have known my name by now.
No.
We'll tell you what. We'll edit this entire chunk out of the podcast.
Okay, good.
And so it'll just be like, hey, Kareem and Roy.
How did it?
And in order so people could tell your voices apart, Kareem?
This is my voice, and this is me.
And?
This is my voice, and this is me.
And that was Roy.
I was trying to imitate Kareem just to confuse things.
This is going
to
go great.
That's good radio. That's good radio. He's dunces. But you guys are here today to talk about the Out of Bounds Comedy Festival number 11.
Yeah, that's right. This is the 11th year of the Out of Bounds Comedy Festival, formerly known as the Out of Bounds Improv Festival. But we have since, over the last, 4 to 5 years, added sketch and there's a brief experiment with film. And this year we have improv, sketch, and stand-up.
Do you get less bullies coming and preying on the festival now that's not just all improv?
We do.
Okay, good.
Yeah, the stand-ups are pretty tough characters, so it's good to have them in our corner.
As a person who does a lot of stand-up, I could tell you, stand-ups are jerks. We're such jerks.
Kind of the worst.
Worst people ever.
Yeah, but you want to have a couple of jerks on your side in case things get hairy.
Oh, yeah. It's like my bodyguard syndrome. It's like, okay, I'll get this goon on my side.
Like a Drill Bill Taylor.
A Kill Bill Taylor. Go ahead.
Kill Bill Taylor.
Drill Bit Taylor?
Yes.
I was going to say Drill Built.
I wonder why that movie didn't do so well.
Honey, take me to Drub Taylor.
Just take me to What Lies Beneath. I couldn't think of another movie that came out around that time.
I would have been very much impressed if you were like, well, that weekend, this also opened.
Well, I would have been too. Anyway, Out of Bounds Festival. Let's get back to that.
Yes. Out of Bounds this year. Every year we say this. This year it's also true. Bigger and better than all the previous years. Hundreds of performers. I laugh only because we've been responsible for making it happen, and it seems impossible.
Yeah, it seems improbable, but it's going to happen, and we did it.
About 100 troops coming in, both from in town and out of town, as well as a bunch of stand-ups. Like I said, 400 or 500 individual performers across six venues.
Yeah, six venues on Friday and Saturday night.
And it runs from Tuesday, August 28th, until Monday, September 3rd, which is Labor Day, which means you can go to the big Sunday night show and stay out late because you don't have school the next day.
That's right. Get as drunk as you want to get. Get tossed out of there because you're too drunk.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. We love ejecting people. That's part of the charm.
It's an out of bounds tradition.
Yeah. This year, the headliners are amazing. Headliners, one of them is Beer Shark Mice, which is basically a sort of legendary improv group from LA, full of a bunch of improv actors and just regular screen actors who've you've seen everywhere. Mm-hmm. And the other big headliner is Adsit and Lutz, which is Scott Adsit and John Lutz from 30 Rock.
That's right. You know him as Pete Hornberger and also Lutz.
Hornberger and Lutz.
Lutz.
And in addition to just being awesome on that show, they are in fact a very well respected and super tight improv duo. They're just fantastic.
Yeah, they're actually Scott Adsit's teaching a workshop on improv while he's here. So
that's amazing
about that too.
Yeah.
Yes, and fantastic. One of many workshops that's going to go on during Out of Bounds.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So. And we've done stuff in it last year, and before we even did stuff in it, we would go to it. It's a super awesome time. And if anyone out there is curious about Austin comedy, this is like the best of Austin comedy fiesta.
Yeah, this is like a week. Like if you were trying to figure out what's going on in the Austin comedy or improv scene, like you could just take this week and just run yourself ragged seeing as many shows as possible, and just you'll see things that run the gamut from improvised shows that are sort of just disconnected scenes to improvised shows that are full improvised plays in a particular genre to different kinds of sketch and stand up and stuff with video components. Just like it's insane.
Yeah. I taught the first class of level one improv today. And so it's full of 17 brand new students to improv, and I always give this little speech like, okay, you should go out and see as much improv as humanly possible so you can get some context for what we're learning in classes. And today I was like, you should go to the Out of Bounds Comedy Festival and watch as much as it's like this. You will not have a better opportunity for another year.
Yeah, you can just binge eat on improv.
Yeah, exactly. Seriously. And then come back and we'll discuss in the next class.
And Roy and I are obviously biased because we're producers and we're also performing in the festival. But we've been around the country and the world with our troupe, and I really think Out of Bounds actually is the best improv and comedy festival that we've been to. As far as there's a huge focus on community and just having everyone, you know each other and hang out. And, mm-hmm. and just it's just an amazing way to just see a wide variety of different acts. Yeah, it's sweet.
That's
yeah,
fantastic.
It is super sweet. Yeah.
So let's get a rundown. Which venues are you hitting this year?
Okay, so the venues Out of Bounds is happening at, and Roy, you'll have to chime yep. in if I forget something. So stand-up is at the Velveeta Room, mm-hmm. And then we have Improv and Sketch at the Hideout Theater, both upstairs and downstairs, the Cold Town Theater, the Institution Theater, the New Movement, and the big headlining shows, including Etzit and Lutz and Beer Shark Mice, will be happening at the Scottish Rite, which is 17th and Lavaca, I believe. And I think that's all the venues, right?
Did
I
yeah, that's me? Everything.
I'm amazing.
Yeah. I like how you have your own stat boy. It's like, yeah, yeah. Did I get it right? Okay. Right.
Now, you can only go to the one at the Scottish Rite if you're Mason. Is that correct?
Yeah, yes. yeah. You, okay. you need robes. Yes. And yeah, and that's
okay, awesome. Because I saved the life of a Mason once, so can I get into the... No, come on, guys.
Actually, you know what?
I was trying to kill him.
Oh, wow.
So you saved the life by stopping yourself from killing.
You know, I can't remember, but I think if you kill a Mason, you become a Mason. I don't think you become one if you save their life.
You inherit their powers.
Or is that Santa Claus?
No, guys, if we keep giving out Mason secrets, they're going to tell us we can't do a radio show anymore.
And never let the festival we produce use their venue again.
But just as a precaution, dig up the bones of James Mason and bring them to the show.
Yeah, that's right. And we'll see. Wait, hold on. Is he starting that?
No. I'm here to see Etzit and Lutz, and I wish to sit in the balcony with
Mason. He was a dandy.
Is that yeah,
a foppish dandy.
Yeah,
a dandyish fop. Joey V. By the way, quick and early, do we have someone else to thank?
I do have somebody else to thank. Somebody named Mike Bartnett
gave
us a call 472-5667.
Local filmmaker Mike B.
And he told us to tell you two hello.
Oh,
hello.
Oh, hi, Mike B.
What's up, Mike B?
Mike B loves the Mascot Wedding Show. And if you love the Mascot Wedding Show, give us a call at 472.
Mascot Wedding Show?
Okay, come on.
No. Different show.
Why were you looking right at me when you said that?
I'm sorry. I've been drinking.
That's
I've been drinking all
fair
afternoon.
Enough.
It's the Mascot Wedding Show. 472. 5667-472 KOOP. Show your support for community radio and the Mascot Wedding Show. Our phone answerers are actually nowhere near the phones right now. Oh,
what?
No. I don't know why that is. Maybe because you're not calling. Give us a call, 472-5667. We're well on our way to our $500 goal. We're off to a great start, but we need to hit that $500 goal before the 6 o'clock hour is over, or the Masons will pull the show off the radio.
So that's true. 472-5667.
Do give us a call right now and keep the Masons from pulling the show off the radio and show your support for co-op. And when you put that pledge on your credit card, our friends at They Might Be Monkeys are going to donate $2 to the Friends of the Lost Pine State Parks to plant 2 trees to help reforest Bastrop State Park.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your pitch, but you're going to have to say that sentence again because a lot of words didn't make sense together.
Wait, really? All right. Put your pledge on a credit card.
Sure.
Okay, got that. And when you do, our friends, They Might Be Monkeys, who are not actually monkeys.
Okay, thank you. That's where I was.
They're arborists that like to climb trees.
Okay,
not actually monkeys. They might be.
Yeah.
But not. So they're going to donate $2 to the Friends of the Lost Pine State Park to help reforest Bastrop State Park from the fires last year.
That's fantastic.
It's fantastic. It's a win-win for everybody. You win by supporting community radio. We win by getting your money.
Does any of that money go to buying them a less dumb name?
Wow.
Like a name that like an adult would say and not feel bad about?
It's really hard to say and not, you know.
They used to be called the Mason Arbor Service.
Oh, so. I'm sorry, my Masonic
you
lords.
You keep making the Masons angry.
I'm just joking. They might be monkeys. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you so much. It's a really neat thing that they're doing.
472-5667 is the number. We'll talk more about the membership drive later. But speaking of the membership drive, look at that. Look at that transition. Boom.
Mobius segue.
Kareem and Roy, you guys have some gifts,
yes,
right?
Much like Santa Claus, who Roy has killed and taken the place of. We
what show did you get into to do that?
we brought some. We have 2 platinum passes to the Out of Bounds Comedy Festival. Which, if you're not hip to our metallic pass jargon, platinum gets you into every show, including the big headlining shows at the Scottish Rite.
That's right, and all the Bud Light platinum you can drink. Is that correct?
Is that a drink? Does that exist?
Unfortunately,
it is.
Oh, it's got the best ad.
It tastes like metal.
It probably does, because it's like. For years, men have dreamed of turning gold into platinum. And I was like, yeah, that's right.
That's a thing.
Yeah. I would have been happy with platinum or with gold, but go ahead.
Yeah, just all the alchemy that we can't stop talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Wasn't Tweed on Teddy Ruxpin obsessed with that? Ugh, I think I'd be mentioning that today. Sorry, guys.
No, distracted. It's fine. No,
so
it's...
tell you what, for anyone that pledges at the sustainer level, that's $120. Now, you might be saying, $120, I don't got that kind of cash laying around in a big fat stack right now, Mac. Shut up. You alarmist, I have something to tell you. What you can do with the sustainer pledge is it will take it off your credit card automatically, $10 every month. Mm. I guarantee that's your lowest monthly bill. You get to support Co-op Radio for an entire year. And the first two people that donate, you get a platinum badge to Out of Bounds Comedy Festival, the best comedy festival in Austin that is starting next week. And so 472-5667 is the number to call to do that. That is 472-5667.
And again, is that the first two sustainers that call at 472-5667?
First two sustainers, Joey V. Oh, excellent boy. Question.
That means you need to hurry up and call 472-5667 to get in on some of this action.
Uh-oh, there's a fist fight at the phones right now.
Oh, my goodness.
It's Slappy and that other guy. Roger, I think, is his name.
Actually, no one has called right now, so it's still available, 472-5667.
Yeah, so interrupt this fist fight with your phone calls.
If you're like me, and when you're driving a car, you're always eating a sub.
Uh-huh.
Put down the sub.
Yeah.
And dial the phone.
Maybe change your diet, too, because subs for every meal, not good.
Subs for life!
Hey, look, they're come good on. Enough
it
for
depends
Jerry.
On the sub.
Yeah, it does depend on the sub.
Thank you, Roy.
Thank you. I've listened to Jared, you know? Veggie sub, veggie delight, I should say.
Man, Jared, speaking of somebody who's got Masonic ties, that guy's good at selling diamonds now.
What?
He eats sandwiches. Yeah, same guy, right?
Yeah.
Jared Jewelers is the same guy. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah, he's parlayed that big sandwich money into a diamond concern.
It's better than that stupid, the weird gold rush that is still continuing.
Oh, yeah, well, because we need to buy gold.
Yeah, we need to buy gold. Gold!
End times are coming, everybody.
I'll be honest with you. I think at some point in life, we're all going to look at each other and we're going to go like, money's just paper and freak out.
Uh-huh.
But
it'll all happen at once.
I was actually...
Oh, yeah. It'll be in the zeitgeist.
I was thinking about this, I think last night I was watching Deadwood because I'm catching up on TV that's 8 years old.
Great show.
And at some point he mentions how, you know, gold is... one of the later seasons, I can't remember his name, but he mentions that gold is just this thing we've all agreed on that is worth money. And I was like, yeah, like gold and diamonds, we just agreed.
Who are you talking about? Elsewhere Engine? Was that?
No, it wasn't Swear Engine. It was Hearst, the gold.
Hearst.
I'm checking out of this conversation.
But he just says that, like, you know, we've just agreed that this thing is worth a bunch of money. And it's like, yeah, there's a bunch of things in the world that we've just agreed. Like, gold has very little practical use. Like, it's used in electronics, but that's not what you and I know it for. We know it for, like, jewelry.
Yeah.
We just agree that it's shiny and worth money.
I just call it my shiny.
My shiny.
You're gonna feel real stupid when the end times come and we have to rebuild society and we need speaker wire. That's when the gold's gonna come in handy.
Guys, cards on the table. I'm a time traveler and I travel to the future to our magical golden cities to come.
Uh-huh.
And I wept at how little we appreciate gold.
What was your goal of coming down here? You've been here a long time.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I don't know. Y'all, you're going to laugh at me if I tell you.
No, tell me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Delicious subs.
Oh, yeah.
That makes so much sense.
God, I don't have good subs in the future.
No.
Oh, so much gold, no bread.
Just bite into a golden sub and spit it. It's terrible. What happened? No bread.
Why didn't we stock up on bread?
Once Jersey fell into the ocean, Jersey Mike's is never the same.
That's true.
Oh, no.
My favorite is Mike. That Delaware subs is like, nice try. Delaware's never going to be known for anything. Okay. Cool it.
It's just crab shells in these subs.
That Delaware sub for you. It's just crab shells.
Sand in a bucket.
By the way, Cole would like to thank our sponsors, Delaware Subs and Jersey Mike's. Actually, we do have a co-op benefits card, which you get for a donation of $80 or more. And it's good for discounts at places like Mandola's Italian Market. So there you go. That is that. We do have an actual food sponsor.
So let's not offend them.
Oh, I don't know.
I wouldn't dare. Mandola's, quality food at good prices.
Yeah, you can't.
Can you say that?
I can't say that. Okay, it's junk food. What?
No, I can't say that.
I said don't offend them.
I'm taking my way out.
Hold on, there's a smudge. Masona's Italian Market.
No!
I'm sorry, our Masonic lords. Do we have offended the... it's like Jack the Ripper. There's going to be a bunch of ritual killings tonight. That's not cool to say.
No.
All right. Hold on. Pause for edit on the podcast. There you go. All right. We only need a split second, guys.
Podcast is going to be 7 seconds long with everything we're editing out.
It'll just be the sound effect from A Current Affair. And then just one of us saying gold.
I feel like we do that in a lot of podcasts these days.
Gold! Skier Brown.
We've got some tweets at Mascot Wedding.
Oh.
Lean Bean says, got a pass, can't wait. So I guess she's going to Out of Bounds. And then Dig Doug 727, who I believe is a friend of Lean Bean, says, you have to eat a Mason's brain to become a Mason with all their secret powers. Hashtag zombie Masons.
That's it. I couldn't remember the exact details.
He nailed it. He nailed it on Twitter.
Well, listen, you killed Santa Claus for nothing.
I wanted to become a Mason, so I killed Santa Claus.
But did you get to ride the sleigh?
Yes.
Then you didn't kill him for nothing.
Dig Doug, Lean Bean, you guys showing a lot of shoots, but right now, you tweeted at us, I don't think you pledged today.
I didn't hear your name yet.
I did not. That phone's not ringing right now. 472-5667.
Dig Doug might not be their legal name.
I think it is his government.
Yeah.
I think.
If that bill passes, that your Twitter handle becomes your legal name, yes, it might be. 472-5667 is the phone number to pledge right now. You guys mentioned, though, that you will also be performing at the festival.
Yes, we will. Parallelogram and Phonograph, which is the improv troupe Roy and I are half of.
Yes.
And have been for 7 years.
Internationally acclaimed.
International, anyway. I don't know about acclaimed.
I'm sure somebody saw it and said, that's pretty good.
That's a thing. we are performing next Friday at 9 p.m. at the Hideout Theater.
Yeah, with Three for All, correct?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't mention Three for All. Oh, my God. Yeah, Three for All is a...
And you never will.
I never will. Oh!
No, Three for All.
Three for All is this trio from San Francisco. They're three guys who've been performing together for something like 20 years, individually been doing improv for even longer. Mm-hmm. And they are just these fantastic storytellers, and they improvise full plays, 50-minute long full plays, kind of in an older sort of classic film style, mm-hmm. I would say, is their style.
Oh,
but like really just super tight and really...
Super tight bros.
Oh yeah, they're
not bros. They are just gentlemen. They're like they all come out in 3-piece suits with vests, and they look like they stepped out of a screen from 1945. And it's just like they are. I'm delighted to be performing in a show in the same block as
we were backstage with them years ago when we were still trying to figure out our identity as a group. And right before they went on, one of them turns to the other one and tightens his vest for him.
Wow.
And I was like, this is my dream.
This is
and
what
that just changed everything.
It was like a Mean Joe Green moment where he turns around and he's like, hey, kid, thanks. And he tosses you a vest and a bowler hat.
Yeah. We've been waxing our mustaches ever since. And
well,
not a euphemism.
To be fair, gentlemen were the original bros.
Yes.
So
I guess so.
Gentle bros.
Gentle bros. Gentle bros and men. Come here.
Stay solid. guys, we should take a break. But before we do that, Mr. Joseph Valentino, tell us about Co-op's membership drive.
Other than it's going on right now, the
Shut
number you
up,
need to call.
Really?
Yes. 472-5667, 472-KOOP. Help us reach our goal of $500 for the hour. You folks out there are slacking a little bit.
The phone answers right now, let's take a look. One is reading some Archie comics.
The other one is writing them.
The other is giving himself a henna tattoo. Is that what that looks like?
Yeah, he totally is.
No, that's a prison tattoo.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I approve of a prison tat. However,
but why does he have all those tears coming out of it?
No. We'll tell you what. What's a good way to make him stop that crap?
Picking up that phone and calling 472-5667, 472-KOOP, or going online to koop.org and clicking on the Donate Now button. Do it now. Give us a call, 472-5667. Don't wait. You're not going to get another opportunity to pledge your support for Mascot Wedding Show because they might not be on next week. If we don't reach that goal of
$500. What's going on? No, we're definitely going to be on next week.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. You're right.
In fact, we got a show to promote. We're going to be doing our show live from Out of Bounds.
That's right.
At Cold Town Radio. Cold Town Radio? What?
Yep, Cold Town Radio.
That's what we call it.
Cold Town Speakers and more. actually, I should mention, hey, guys, this is really your only week to pledge at the sustainer level to get those Out of Bounds Platinum Passes.
Right, because if you did it next week, it would be silly because the festival will be almost over.
Man, so many great shows.
It's insane.
This is the time to strike. Not only do you get a week of awesome comedy, mm-hmm. you also support Co-op Radio for an entire year. You get our Mascot Wedding Premium, chip clip, stickers, you get a Co-op t-shirt, all kinds of goodies. Our phone answers are standing by to let you know exactly the kind of thank you gifts you walk away from. 472-WALK-AWAY-WITH, 472-5667, 472 K-O-P.
No one's getting that.
Oh, yeah. No, this is an actual premium that I'm holding right here.
Are you serious?
It's a vintage Jeff Beck wired t-shirt.
Which would fit like a small girl?
It would fit like a, yeah. Maybe a small girl. It's a vintage
that's
medium.
That's okay. Jeff Beck's well, primary demographic.
Jeff Beck. You want yeah. some Jeff Beck action on your back, or yes. I guess on your
if
front.
If you want some weird crap that Joey is holding, 472-5667-472-KOP. And more importantly, support Co-op Radio. We get to thank you on air. We love it.
And if I can sweeten the pot real quick, for all sustainers, I will bring this back. Hang on.
Oh, you get the Rocky music in your honor.
But that's only for sustainers.
You just get a taste right now.
Yeah, you get a little bit.
Get your beak wet.
Yeah. But yeah, 472-5667 or online at koop.org. There's a little button in the corner of the screen. Click that. Take 5 minutes. You've helped out Co-op.
All right, let's take a break, get some announcements, and then we'll be right back with some more Mascot Rating Show.
Let's do it.
Guys, save it for the air. We are back with Mascot Wedding Show. We are at the bottom of the hour. My name is David Hatta.
My name is Mac Blake. And we are in the midst. Actually, we're at the very beginning. Is that the midst?
We're in the midst. Yeah. Even okay. When you start it.
If you say so, I think you're crazy.
Like the top of the lineup would still be in the midst of the lineup.
Whatever you were going to say, the beginning of was probably not right.
Oh, man. I'm screwing up. At least I know the phone number. We are in. Why was I bragging about that? I'm not smart.
No one's challenged you on it.
Oh, did we forget to do the celebrity tweets?
Oh, that's the problem.
We'll get to that in just a second, folks. But I want to say we are just starting out. Self-conscious.
In about an hour, the Mascot Wedding Show.
Yeah, you will love it.
Co-op's ball, 2K12. I still like saying 2K. Membership drive, 472-566-7. 472-566-7.
At least you know the phone number.
Seven. I know. Call in right now. You get some hubris. 472-5667 is the number to call to support Co-op Radio. This is the Mascot Winning Show, in case you didn't know that. We appreciate it because this money helps the station, helps keep our show on the air. This is an all-volunteer station. Mm-hmm. None of the DJs are getting paid. We just do it because we love it, and the only way we can stay on the air is if you call in and pledge your support for Co-op Radio. Best of all, if you pledge in, we get to thank you on air. I mean, listen, I honestly can't believe, David, that anyone listens to this show.
I so far, we've been proven right.
And I don't mean that because it's so terrible. Yeah. It's just because we are in a room here, and right now there's five of us. Usually there's just two.
Right.
And it's just you and me talking.
Yeah, exactly.
And the idea that this could be going out to, like, you know, 100,000 people just kind of like blows my mind.
Yeah, but we've had people prove it time and time again. We've got fans who listen to the show. We've got fans who listen to Co-op. They love what we do, and quite frankly, we wouldn't be able to do what we do on any other station in town. And we have Co-op to thank for that, and we have the listeners to thank for keeping Co-op on the air.
That's right. You think some Clear Channel computer would two idiots talk about that Guy Pearce movie Lockout?
Sandwiches.
Yeah. Talk about subs. Like, oh, let's talk about subs for a while.
Yeah.
Actually, listening to morning shows, I bet they do have that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's pretty much all they do.
Yeah. What we're trying to say, guys, is that this is an institution that is born from the love and support of Austin. We couldn't do without you, and this is another time when we need you to stand up and help support Co-op Radio. 472-567. You can also pledge online, koop.org. For the $35 level, we have a Mascot Wedding Show premium that you can only get on this show. Dueling chip clips. One's got David's face. One's got mine.
Yes, Prospector Mac.
Both have weird inspirational phrases that I don't want to spoil for you.
Ah, that's right. I forgot about that.
So when you get them, you can use them. And also a Mascot Wedding Show sticker.
Yes.
Anyone that pledges also today gets passes to Cap City Comedy Club. And the first two sustainers, you get an All-Fest Platinum Pass.
That's a lot of shows. That's a ton of shows.
Yeah.
If you saw all those shows, your eyes would explode.
Also, it's impossible unless you're a time traveler because a lot of them are simultaneously.
Or you could have a multiplication machine. Jeez, don't limit people.
Yeah, and we're talking about, of course, the Out of Bounds Comedy Festival.
Yes.
Outofboundscomedy.com, by the way.
Yes.
It's a place you can go. Complete show listing, profiles of everyone that's performing at it. David and I are doing stuff. Roy and Kareem from P-Graph are joining us in studio today. They got a show. They're also the producers. Thanks for coming on, guys.
Yeah.
Joey, Valentina, do you have anything more to say about the
both lines are engaged at the moment, so if you call and get a busy signal, just call back in a couple of minutes or go online to kop.org and make your pledge. But do give us a call at 472-5667 and show your support for these jerks over here at the Mascot Wedding Show.
Hey!
I'm sorry, I'm your guest.
we've been nothing but nice.
Listen to me, you son of a stink. And Charlie was in the midst of checking the online pledges before he got pulled away to answer the phone. So if you pledge online, we'll get you on air. Do not worry about it.
Exactly.
By the way, I should mention Roy and I have a secret radio pass.
We do.
That's right.
You promised not to mention it. I
certainly didn't. I certainly did not promise not to mention it. I used to do a terrible college radio show called the Pine Monkeys Radio.
And I used to do a wonderful college radio show called Nummy Muffin Cocoa Butter.
That's right. Yeah, and you were right before us.
That's right.
Were you 1 to 3 a.m. or were you on Sundays?
I have no idea.
It changed. Okay. At one point, it was Sunday like 6 to 9 a.m. or some ungodly hour.
I did
hour.
Eventually get a decent time I thought period, that was the I decent. Think. I don't know. That was time.
Yeah, eventually... The Theory of Pine Monkeys became Pine Monkeys Radio.
Sure.
Which was a terrible radio show that David actually guested on.
Yes. Toward the end of the run.
It was not a terrible radio show.
It was pretty bad.
I loved it.
Mac, were you the one who also did Lady Windermere's Fan? Was that your project?
What? No. That sounds so familiar.
Somebody did like it was a radio play, and I played a bit part.
Oh no!
Hey guys, if you like 10-year-old college radio talk,
nostalgia.
Hey, I have a secret radio confession to make. Actually,
what's that?
I actually did all the requirements to get a show on co-op.
Oh, and then bailed.
And then apathy got the best of me, and I never did.
No, that's not
it.
Entirely true. That wasn't only apathy.
It was getting involved in improv.
Yeah, there you go. And then you jumped in with both feet, and then found some more feet to jump in with, and own a theater.
I would like to say that I appreciate you holding down the fort and doing radio so I don't have to.
That was our tagline. Welcome to the Mascot Radio Show. We're doing it so Roy doesn't have to.
Yeah. And if you guys pledge at 472-5667, you can continue to keep Roy Yannick off the radio.
Look, he knew the number right away.
It's written on a piece of paper.
So is it right in front of me? Doesn't mean I got it right. Let's keep Roy off the air. 472-5667.
Please. And you can walk away from some great prizes.
That's true. That is very true. My favorite co-op memory, there was a button there. KVRX memory. Which, by the way, so the radio show was so terrible.
Uh-huh.
And then, but I met David around the time I was wrapping it up, and he introduced me to a better radio show.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was listening to it. I was like, man, this is a show I've always wanted to do. And we're like, well, you know what? There's this awesome community all-volunteer station co-op. We're just a couple of schmoes off the street. We came in. We went through orientation. We apprenticed on John Erler's show.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
And, Pine Monkeys Radio.
Alchemating Ritual Show. I'm having a stroke, guys.
And now we have our own co-op show. And this whole thing, I mean, that whole process, anyone can go through it and do that. Yeah. And that's the beauty of co-op, and that wouldn't exist without your support. Joey V, do you have some people to thank?
I do. I got a couple of people to thank who gave us a call at 472-5667, 472-KOOP. That means there are two phone lines open. So call now, 472-5667. First, we want to thank Leon from Spill.com.
Hey! Leon!
Oh, sweet. I love Spill.
Yay, Spill.
Mascot Wedding Show brought him back to listening to co-op. Why did you leave? That's what I want to know.
Well, don't yell at him. Thank you very much.
Okay, all right. Thank you,
this
Leon.
It's a fun fact. The two hosts here are animated entirely, but we just don't see it because it's radio.
We're flown in every week.
But yeah, he's got an awesome podcast, The League of Extraordinary Ordinary Gentlemen, on Spill.com. So thank you, Leon/Martin.
And we also want to thank friend of the show, Lance Gilstrap.
Hey!
Lance!
And made a pledge, and he said to give half the money to Roy for a haircut.
That's fair.
Lance, you're going to have to call back and give a larger pledge, because that's going to be some serious haircut.
I don't think so.
That's right.
We can hold him down.
Let that dirty hippie cut his hair. Oh, jeez.
Which one is that? I cleaned it up a little bit for radio, but sorry.
Martin actually said, that's weird. Jeez.
But two phone lines open. Call us right now at 472-5667. We still have those two platinum badges for the Out of Bounds Comedy Festival. For the first two sustainers that call and join at the sustainer level, $10 a month or more on your credit card. Cheap, easy. You're not going to miss it.
Tell you what, the fact that the phones are in the silence of the phone room, it's like a poison knife in my ear. So the very next person that pledges at the membership level, we're also going to give you a CD The Very Best of Neil Diamond.
Ooh.
Yes, let's do
the
it.
The Very
yes.
Best?
Yes. 22 of his biggest hits, original recordings from the, our good folks at Sony, a little label that's
upstart.
Up and coming.
Yeah. I've heard really good things about that.
I think it's being run out of some guy's garage. Mike Sony, the guy who runs it?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. But yeah, that's going to the next person who calls in and pledges at the $35 level. You get the CD. That's Neil Diamond. That's one of the all-time great songwriters.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. David is a much bigger Neil Diamond fan.
I
should have let you read that.
That's all right. We're doing this, so we're friends. for the next 16 minutes.
Why did you make the finger over the throat drag when you said we're friends?
Because I'm going to kill you.
Okay. Oh, so that's all reason.
On the off chance you're a Mason.
Yes.
We're back to that, are we?
We are back to that.
Bringing it back. I love Masons.
But at KVRX Radio, to finish up that stupid thread, there was a button that said, if you press this button, I'll call the cops, because like any... campus, we're super paranoid at all times that someone's going to come in and murder a college radio station.
On the air.
And so I don't know why, but I was like, I was looking at it and I go,
this is going to end well.
Boop. And I go, whoops. And I press the button. And then there's a DJ in there. And to be honest with you, the DJ was in there. Nobody liked this guy. I didn't do it on purpose. I wasn't like, take this, buddy.
I think there's a little Freudian.
Right.
But I walked in and I go, hey, I pressed the button. The cops may come. Sorry.
Gotta go. I gotta go eat a burrito.
Yeah. Well, what? Who's a time traveler now? But then that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it does.
Sweet. But then sure enough, the cops came and he had to deal with him and he hated me forever.
Oh, good.
And there was some opportunity where I like applied for a staff position at KVRX and I didn't get it. And someone told me later it was specifically because of that moment.
Good.
So if he's listening, he could call in and play.
Yeah. Hopefully you call in right when you're walking into a volcano and you misdial and fall into a volcano.
After you make the pledge.
Right, exactly.
After you randomly spout your credit card number as you plunge into a volcano.
45839!
Tell you what, if you pledge, I will not wish volcano death upon you.
Wow.
That's like, I know, I got a big heart.
That is the $400
thank you gift right there.
Wait, is that specific to that guy or to everyone listening?
Yes. No, just that guy. Okay. I'm not a monster,
just
Kareem.
Just making sure.
It's secretly to everybody.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Roy?
None.
Oh. I think he was going to say outofboundscomedy.com.
Oh. Why did Roy drag his finger over his throat in the slit your throat motion when he said
I don't like
that.
.coms. I wish we were .org.
I think you still can be.
So I know you guys have been heavy into like putting this show together.
Yeah.
You've got 7 days of comedy lined up. But having looked at the schedule, are there shows that you're looking forward to seeing?
Oh, yes.
All right, let's hear.
Besides the headliners, Beer Shark Mice.
Yeah, yeah. No, we'll go off road in here for a second.
Sure. Yeah, what are some maybe some picks people might not know?
The Hideout Theater has a long tradition of doing improvised Star Trek episodes. We've done like 6 different seasons of it. It's called we call it Star Trekkin'.
Nice.
Which is the best thing
parentheses,
ever.
Parentheses, don't sue us.
Yeah, we do.
Right, exactly.
We do specifically improvised original series Star Trek, but not, it's like a different ship in the universe. So it's not Kirk and Spock. It's like some other
Captain
schmoes.
Kurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spurk and, oop, never mind.
The exciting thing is that this year a group from Minnesota is coming,
and
they do improvised Next Generation.
Oh, is that right?
And so your next show is a double header.
I love it.
And it's going to be original series, then Next Generation, and I'm so flipping excited about
that.
Do
the Next Gen people, do they play those characters?
I don't know.
You know, because I feel like if you're going to do Next Gen, I kind of want to see someone be a Worf or a Geordi.
Yeah, I agree.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Or a sort of archetype.
Yeah, yeah.
Like maybe instead of visor.
Well,
of a
here's what I think they do. I think they don't play those characters, but I think they have set characters that they play every time.
Mm-hmm. So somebody's got like a girl's headband over his eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
Slap bracelet
across his head.
Yeah.
Slap rap, as we call it.
Another one I'm really interested in, really excited about, is Manhattan Stories, which is the improvised Woody Allen.
Ah, yeah. Yes.
Which is closing tonight and is sold out, but they got a spot in Out of Bounds and they're playing on Friday. The Scottish Rite, which should be pretty damn sweet, because the whole run has sold out. So it's another chance to see him in a 300-seat venue.
That's awesome. That's been a really hard ticket to get.
It has. It actually has been really, really tricky.
Cool.
That's going to be cool.
It is going to be cool. Someone told me that My Mans was an awesome group from Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Really
is that person a liar who told me that?
No, I've heard that from several people. I've never seen them, but we get a lot of good groups from Chicago coming down.
Cool. And if you want the full schedule, because look, there's a lot of groups coming.
Tons.
We don't know where they are right now on the calendar. But yeah. If you're interested in any of this, check out outofboundscomedy.com.
What about, and this is a question I would probably just ask you off the air, but I'm going to ask it. What about any good out-of-town sketch that's coming in? Oh, my man's a sketch.
Yeah, I was about to say it. And there's also a super mega art show, which is another sketch group from, I don't remember where they're from, but they're
Seattle, right? It's got, isn't D'Artagnan London in it?
It might be right. They're in the same block as Manhattan Stories, which is pretty fantastic. So you can see two very different shows, which is fun.
Sweet. And you can get all the information on outofboundscomedy.com. If you go to outofbounds.com, which I frequently mistakenly do,
sure,
it's someone's dumb travel blog.
That's not us.
Yeah, it's
that's,
not you. You don't have a picture of a boat, and you're like, oh, I've been sailing around the world, guys.
Ooh, yeah, Roy, you should get a boat.
I wish I was sailing around the world. Oh, one thing we're kind of doing this year for the first time to kind of blend some of the types of comedy is we're doing an improvised stand-up show. So the stand-up gets on stage they see their set list the same time the audience does. So it'll be like the one about the duck, and then they'll do their bit about the duck they're making.
In
up
a similar
right
vein,
now.
There's also, we're calling it Zed Talks, which actually apparently is a concept that a couple people have come across. But basically, we have four or five improvisers, and they each put together a slideshow for one of the other improvisers, and they don't know what the slides are going to be until they see them, and then they do an improvised like TED talk. We're like, well, yeah, according to this chart is blah, 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 and they just completely BS the entire thing, which is fantastic.
Good. Hope those TED talks.
Yeah, I'm
finally getting their comeuppance.
They've had their day, and it has been too long.
We're all burnt out on these stupid eggheads.
How dare you be smarter than me and also put on a really good presentation? Make it easy for me to understand things.
It just makes me sick.
God, I hope they fall in a volcano. I think actually that's one of the budget items that I put in a request for.
A volcano?
If we hit our goal, if we hit our station goal, I think they're going to allow me to build a hate volcano.
Yeah.
Hate-cano.
I don't hate anybody.
He's been wanting this for a very long time.
But you know, besides not hating people, you know who I super love?
Who's that?
People that call in and pledge.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think anyone has claimed these passes yet. Guys, you are getting a crazy
super
good
lame.
Deal with this.
It's a super good deal. Mm-hmm. You're lame for not calling. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Right. Wow.
We learn not to shame our listeners into calling. Yes.
Just wish fiery death upon them.
See, Roy gets it. Roy gets it.
Roy's on board.
Yeah.
A very non-shameful volcanic death.
Yeah. Like, you'll die with dignity.
Yeah.
Next time you want to say something like that, write it down, slip it to me. I'll take the heat for it. It's fine.
Because right now you're on hot volcano, my friend. As the expression goes. But yeah, outofboundscomedy.com. I was going to say comedy festival. It starts this Tuesday. Man, so many awesome shows. Make sure you check out P-Graph. Pretty much, you guys have like a weekly show Saturday nights, right?
Friday night.
It's
actually
spectacle.
Pretty much the same time as our Out of Bounds show.
Okay.
Well, in the same theater.
Yeah. Excellent. So we won't get confused.
Yeah, we're easily bamboozled.
That's going to be 9 p.m. on August 31st with Three for All. That's a show you don't want to miss if you enjoy comedy. And tons of other awesome shows. You basically can't go wrong.
Yeah.
And we got to do a little bit of business. But Roy and Kareem, thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, appreciate it. All right, Joey V, let's give him the hard sell one last time.
All right, you need to give us a call right now at 472-5667, 472-KOOP. You can do a couple of things right now. You can claim a couple of platinum passes to the Out of Bounds Comedy Festival coming up this week. If you pledge at the sustainer level, we'll give you some nice t-shirt or a ball cap with our cool new logo on it, courtesy of our friends at Tarmac Design. We'll throw your name into a drawing at the sustainer level for a pair of VIP 3-day passes to the ACL Festival coming up in October.
What?
Well, that's right. We're giving those out. Any sustainer is going to get thrown into that drawing, giving away a pair of those passes. Boy, you will be the most popular person in town if you win those passes.
Wait, really? I don't think that's true.
No, it's true. You need a date to ACL. People will be knocking down your door. It's true. It happens.
I don't want my door knocked down.
Yeah, exactly. I just got that thing installed.
This sounds like a vague threat.
It's not. It's actually a good thing because
if you say so,
you'll have friends. You know,
I got plenty of friends. I do a radio show.
That gets you friends?
Yes.
Hey, you be my friend because you hear my dumb voice on the air. Oh, but that's a radio station that wouldn't survive without your money. See, that's how you do a good segment.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry. I'm failing miserably.
Masterclass.
472-5667, 472-KOP. Go online at KOP.org. Look, we're way short of our $500 goal, folks, and we need you to call right now. And you know what? If you call in at the sustainer level, I think that's called.
Yeah.
Golden Throat.
And you don't want those Out of Bounds Comedy Festival passes? Well, you don't have to take them either. So don't let that scare you into not calling at the sustainer level.
What are you doing?
You can call at the sustainer level and not get the passes and still support Co-op Radio. It's a win-win for everybody.
What scenario are you imagining?
I'm sorry.
Oh, wait. Extra free things?
Who needs that?
Did you lower Joey's mic? Is that what you just said?
No. I thought Roy was going to hop back on mic for like some weird debate.
I was going to say, I don't see how that's a win-win for Out of Bounds.
Oh, I'm not talking about for Out of Bounds. No. You said
he was talking about a win-win.
Our accountant.
Yeah, who hates comedy. Yeah. That's blatantly David's joke. No, I am super apologize.
Don't. Oh, yeah. I'm the first person to think that of a win joke. Oh, good heavens.
I'm sorry. Call us right now, 472-5667. We've got one phone line open right now.
Yeah, there's still time.
Let's make it happen. We need to reach our $500 goal, and we got a couple hundred more bucks to go. So we need you to call. Show your support. 472-5667. Yeah. Do it now.
And look, folks, we're pressuring you. We're having some fun. We're teasing you. But if you can't pledge this week, we're doing this for maybe two more shows. We'll see. We're going to try to end this. Our goal for this membership drive is $70,000. Is that correct?
$70,000.
Yeah. So you've got plenty of opportunities. If you don't pledge on this show, pledge on another show. The Clear Spot's coming up next. What's her face? Brenda. She's cool.
Yeah, I think for every person pledges, she's going to give you an autographed Days of the New album. Or possibly Silverchair Frogstop. I think you'll get... No.
No.
She plays good music. Guys, also, next week is a continued part of Co-op's Membership Drive. We will be doing our second Membership Drive show as part of Out of Bounds, live from Cold Town Theater.
Yeah.
So if you want to come see us and special guests, to be determined, at 6 p.m. Cold Town. We're starting sharp right on the dot because we're broadcasting from it.
Yeah, we're spinning so many plates. We're helping out of bounds by doing the show, and we're also trying to raise money for Co-op. How do we do it? We don't know. Come watch us.
But it's just another fun thing that is made possible by Co-op Radio, which desperately needs your support because, folks, this is an NPR. All right? We don't have Ira Glass's cronies dumping money on us.
We're not under the thumb of Big Glass.
Yeah. We don't have John Ailey and his golden pipes begging for dollars out of old ladies. It's just the Austin community supporting us. No other station wants to touch this show. Can I be honest with you? With a 10-foot pole.
I didn't know you were talking about his voice. I thought you were like, John Ailey with his golden pipes, beating everyone with them, just swinging away at old ladies.
You know, if he beat people up with a golden pipe, that would actually, I might support KUT.
Oh, yeah, that's his supervillain.
No, KUT, they're friendly towards this. We shouldn't make fun.
Of course.
But guys, we desperately need to support. Oh, and now we're running out of time. We're going over. Guys, if you didn't support or if you didn't pledge during our show, please pledge during Clear Spot. Thank you again to Cream and Roy, Out of Bounds Comedy, outofboundscomedy.com, and also Joey V. Thank you very much.
Joey V, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on today.
472, thank you. 472-5667, 472-5667 is the number to call. We're going out with some Spoon. Out Go the Lights off the album Transference. See you next week live. Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, Austin. Rip. You are.